what Eddie's done today. In the first inning, he rolled out to second baseman Gilliam. In the third, he retired the side with a fly ball to left field to Elmer Vallow. And then in the sixth, Gilliam had his ground ball squirt through his legs for two base error. Matthews moved around the third, but there he died. As Magby, then pitching, got the next three men. Swings on the first pitch and hits a high foul ball off the third base side. That's going over to the crowd and goes out of play. Strike one. Down on Matthews. Eddie digging in. Johnny Podras in relief of Sal Magley. Delivers 0-1. Slow curve is low. One ball and one strike. Each ball club here, one run, five hits. Each ball club has left five on. Podras delivers a curve, backing Matthews away. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Ready to go again. Starts his motion. Delivers on the 2-1 count. Fastball. It's wrapped on the line to Gilliam, who spears that ball for the out. Ball was really nailed. No, but Gilliam stayed right with it. Oh, in the eighth inning for the Braves. They go down with nothing across. So at the end of seven and a half innings of play remains Milwaukee 1 and Brooklyn has 1. Well, tell me, Jerry, how's the weather over there where you are?
I don't know, Al, but I think out there someplace making up for a great, big, beautiful sunset, maybe, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, whether or no, if you'll pardon the pun, you can all have the gold of the afternoon sun right in your hand. And all the cool whiteness of a bank of new-fallen snow, too. All you have to do is flip the cap off a bottle of Schaefer and let it pour into the glass. Golden liquid, snowy white, collar of foam. They're yours in every single glass of Schaefer. And more than just good looks are yours, too. Because Schaefer's the beer that's brewed for enjoyment. One good swallow of Schaefer and you'll see what I mean. You'll see what flavor really is. How the light and lively zing and zest of truly great beer comes through to you. You make it Schaefer to celebrate the end of the day. It's real beer. Go along now, last half of the eighth inning, the 1-1 ball game. Neil, Gilliam, and Snyder. Ready?
I'm ready, Jerry. Let's pick up Charlie Neil now as he steps up to the plate. Neil doubled in the first inning, walked in the third, and grounded out in the fifth inning. So he's 1-for-2, batting at 264. Bob Buell getting ready to make the first pitch here in the last half of the eighth inning. Down comes that first pitch, slow curve, and it's over. Right under the letters for strike one. Matthews up shallow at third. Fastball laid in there way outside. One ball and one strike now on Charlie. Jim Gilliam will follow, and then will come Duke Snyder here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Schaefer sending you all the action. Buell delivers low into the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Starts his motion. Down comes the 2-1 delivery, swung on by Charlie Neal and fouled off. Two balls, two strikes. Yes, sir, this has been quite a game. Ever since Milwaukee and Brooklyn scored their runs in the first inning. Both pitchers have been in and out of trouble. Magley having been relieved by Podras in the eighth. Podras had no trouble with the eighth inning. Got changing Slogan and Matthews in order. Buell had trouble in the seventh and got out of it. The pitch to Charlie Neal swung on and laid back foul. Two balls, two strikes. Charlie Neal, a right-hand hitter. Straightaway stance, leans over the plate. Buell looks down at Sawatsky, gets a sign from Carl. Ken Burkhardt down over the left shoulder to get a good squint at this 2-2 delivery. In it comes. Low and outside. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes on Charlie Neal. Gilliam hanging around to go next. 3-2 pitch. Inside and high, right under the chin. Ball four. Fourth base on balls given up by Buell this afternoon. And the Dodgers have the tie-in walking run at first base now in Neal and Gilliam coming up. Jim is on 0-3. Slide to right. He slides to center and he spots the shortstop. Cincinnati defeats Pittsburgh. Final score 9-6. Freeman won it. Glenn lost it. Cincinnati, 9 runs, 14 hits, no errors. Pittsburgh, 6 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors. Down comes the pitch to Gilliam, and he bunts that pitch back toward the mound. Off his field, he fields it back to the second baseman covering. Gilliam is out, the sacrifice works, and Neal is at second. Coming up now is Duke Snyder. Don McMahon gets up and starts to throw again down in the Milwaukee bullpen. Duke Snyder is fouled out. He's flied to center and he's popped to short. Batting at 269. Charlie Neal very fleet of foot and a smart base runner leads off at second. The pitch to Snyder is high off the face for ball one. Eddie Matthews playing in cello at third to guard third in the event that Neal should come scooting down that way. Down comes the pitch. Snyder swings and doesn't get it. He was really after it. One ball and one strike count on the Duke. With one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning in a tied up ball game at one apiece. Deep side. With one run and five base hits. Buell ready. Delivers one run. Snyder hits the dirt. Low bridge. Two balls and one strike. Pressure's starting to pile down here on the shoulders of the athletes now. Just you relax, though, and take it easy with a good, cool glass of Schaefer. We'll see how this turns out. 2-1 pitch. Snyder swings and doesn't get a slow curve. That's strike two. Two ball, two strike count on Duke Snyder. Charlie Neal with one out is at second base. He walked. Gilliam sacrificed him down there. Now they 2-2 pitch on Duke Snyder. Buell checked that runner at second. Delivers the plate. Snyder swings and trickles it up the first base side and it goes foul. Count stays. Two balls, two strikes on Duke Snyder. Elmer Vallo in the hitter's circle to go next. Buell, a visit to the rosin bag. Trying to keep his pitching hand dry. It looks like somebody turned a fire hose on him. Now the 2-2 delivery. Snyder waggling the bat. Charlie Neal at second, leads off. Curveball is hit down to the right side. Chaney's in front of it, up with it. His players go to first to Torrey. Snyder is out. Neal moves on over to third. Two down in the eighth inning. Dodgers have Charlie Neal at third base, and Elmer Vallo is coming up. He singled to center, slide deep to right, and walk. One for two for his efforts this afternoon with the Wood, batting at 329. Fred Haney comes out to the mound to talk with his pitchers, so let's quickly duck a station break in. Pause for station identification, Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, Albany, New York. WOKO, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. It's a minute and a half before 4 o'clock.
Now let's pick up the threads of the action now as Haney is stomping back to the Braves dugout. Elmer Vallo stepping up to the plate. Charlie Neal at third. Last half of the eighth inning, two down and 1-1 tie. And the pitch to Vallo is a soft curve that's high for ball one. four innings, the Yankees and the White Sox in their first game tied at one apiece. Hill delivers, Bello swings, it's a high fly ball to right field. Andy Pascal back right up against the board, balls it down to the out. That retires the ball. That's right. Bello has driven Pascal deep. No runs, there were no base hits for the Dodgers in the eighth. John O'Neill was left at third. So at the end of eight full innings of play, it's Milwaukee 1 and the Brooklyn Dodgers have won.
Well, we go to the ninth now in a 1-1 ball game that saw both clubs get a run in the first inning and nothing since then. For the Milwaukee Braves, Aaron, Covington, and Torrey to face Johnny Potter. So right back to the action, and for Schaefer Bear, here's Al.
So to the meek side of the Milwaukee batting order, Hank Aaron stepping in. He's singled to left field. That was back in the first inning, and since that time, he's rolled out twice. So he's 1-for-3. Johnny Potter makes the first pitch, and Aaron takes it outside for ball one. This is Padres' ball game to win it or lose it. Magley went 7 here this afternoon and was listed for a pinch hitter in the last half of the 7th inning. Padres' full curve is swung on and bounced foul right off the mask of Roy Campanella. 1-1 is the count on Hank Aaron. He'll be followed by Wes Covington and then by first baseman Frank Torrey. Top half of inning number 9. Slow curve to Aaron. He starts to go and changes up, takes it low, and the count is 2-1. Aaron right now batting at .348, the very same percentage he carried into the ballgame. The 2-1 delivery by left-hander Padres is a fastball. It's high above the letters for ball 3. On the 3-1 count with a soft curve, and it's swung on. Hit out to center field. Coming on board is Duke Snyder. It's an easy chance for the Duke, and he's got it. Oh, one out. Padres gets by the big man in the top of the 9th inning. Wes Covington, hitting number 5 in the Braves' order, playing in left field, has struck out twice, and he's rolled out to shortstop Charlie Neal. At 0-for-3, Covington is batting at .278. Left-hand hitter. Starts to crank up, delivers a curve in there to Covington. That's under the knee. 1-0. If you're looking ahead to the last half of the 9th inning, the Dodgers will be sending up Cimoli, Hodges, and Campanella in that order. And if anyone else is needed, perhaps Zimmer. Hodges delivers 1-0, and Covington cuts that ball foul off the left field side. That's going to fade into the crowd out of play. 1-1. Have come up with 2 runs in the top half of the 7th inning. They're still at bat, and they're leading the Giants now, 6-4. Philadelphia took St. Louis, first game 6-2. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 9-6. Padres fastball to Covington, straightens him right out of there. 2-1. Covington digging in again. Padres, big heave and a sigh. Starts to his motion now. Comes into one with an overhand fastball. It's wrapped to right field. Gino Cimoli backing up to the board. Grabs it. Line drive by Covington. All down by Gino Cimoli. 2 down in the top half of inning number 9. The batter will be Frank Torrey. He was just as hot as a pistol, getting 2 doubles to right field. And then in the 6th inning, he was cooled off when he hit a bounding ball to first baseman Gil Hodges. So he's 2-for-3, hitting at .278. They're all left-hand hitting first baseman, taking the place of the injured Joe Adcock. Rodgers works to him. Last ball is chin high. Ball one. The play is a slider in there for a strike. 1-1. Crandall warming up down in the Braves bullpen. Maybe Sawatsky's had it for the day. 1-1 delivery, soft curve, back story waiting there. Two balls, one strike. Rogers ready now with his 2-1 pitch. Story, two down, the base is empty, top of the ninth, 1-1 tie. Rogers sails it in there, and the pitch is low inside. Three balls and one strike to count on Frank Torres. Should he get on, Pasco, his schedule will be coming up. That Milwaukee bench certainly has dwindled with the injuries they've sustained. Pasco out, Mantilla out, Bruton out. Overhand fastball in there for the second strike. Wolfcott and Auditore, 3-2. Manager Haney was moaning a little bit about the fact that he didn't have that fence-busting power. He had when they started the season. 3-2 pitch now on Torres. Down it comes, curveball, hit down to the right side, just there, pass charges down into the corner. There goes Story on his way to second. Cimoli chases that ball, picks up, throws in, but not nearly in time, and it's a double for Frank Story. Third double to right and four times up. That's the first hit off Johnny Padres. Now Lou Burdette comes out. He's going to run for Frank Torrey. Lou Burdette to run for Frank Torrey at second base. Now we'll probably get a chance to see a little bit of Nippy Jones, whom the Braves just got. Brought him up from the Sacramento Felons, Pacific Coast League. Same Nippy Jones that was in the Cardinal organization and played for Philadelphia. Gilbert at the runner. Andy Pasco stepping up to the plate now with two down. Burdette running for Torrey on at second base. Pasco this afternoon has one base hit and three tries. He singled up the middle to open the seventh inning. Batting at 281. Johnny Padres in a bit of trouble now, and Roebuck backs him up in the bullpen. The pitch to Pasco is just above the letters, ball one. Burdette wandering around out there at second base. Now takes his lead. Padres looks at Campanella, gets the sign, goes to the stretch, checks his runner, delivers an overhand curve, a soft curve, it's high. Two balls and no strikes. Following Pasco, Carl Sawatsky. Scheduled to be the hitter, and he's out and on deck. Two down, top of the ninth, 1-1 tie. Burdette steps off second, Padres again. Azim delivers a play to soft curve, and Pasco after it hits it out in left center field. Pretty well hit ball. It's going to be up against the boards or in. It's a two-bagger. A fan reached out and caught that ball. So immediately, Tom Gorman came running out and said, it's a two-bagger. Well, Andy Pasco is on a second. He drives the run in. On the Braves here in the top of the ninth inning, lead it. Pasco a double to left center. Caught by a fan who leaned out off the stands. A Padres second hit, first run. Braves lead it now, 2-1. And Nippy Jones is going to come up and do a little batting. Nippy Jones will come up and hit for Sawatsky. Vernal Nippy Jones, back up in the big show. He may stay on to play at first base as Torrey was lifted for a pinch runner. Burdette scoring the run. Here's the announcement for Jones. They ordered to get a right-hand hitter in there against the left-hand pitcher, and I think they're going to put him on intentionally. Yep, Campanella motions to first, and Padres pitches way outside for the first ball. So Jones, batting for Sawatsky, will draw an intentional base on ball. There's ball two. Ball three will be in there in a moment. Here it comes. Ball four will put Jones on. There's ball four. Donnelly Jones moves off to first base to become the runner now. Runners at first and second for Milwaukee in the ninth. They've scored one run. Go ahead in the ball game, 2-1. 2 runs on 7 hits. The batter now will be Bob Buell, pitcher. Struck out twice, hit into a double play. Runners take their leads at first and second. The first pitch to Buell, hitting right-handed, is taken through for a strike. Brothers ready. Delivers fastball. That's high. 1 ball, 1 strike count on pitcher Bob Buell. Andy Pasco is driving away from second. His ground rules double. Pitcher's taken high at the plate. Ball two. 2 balls, 1 strike. Nippy Jones, who batted for Carl Kowalski, drew an intentional base on balls, is on at first. 2-1 the score. The Braves lead it here in the top of the ninth inning. Roebuck still cranking up down in the Brooklyn bullpen in case Padres should have any more trouble. Johnny pitches and Buell swings and foul tips it to strike two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Padres, after a visit to the rosin bag, whips that new ball and is ready to go. Rapko strides away from second. Jones moves off first. Buell at the plate with a count of 2-2. Padres feeds the curve in there and it's swung on and foul tip. Count stays right on. The 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tomorrow night, these same two teams will be at it. Bob Trowbridge will be going against Don Drysdale. Sure hope you have your tickets and you're going to be out here with us. 2-2 delivery. Swung on, bounced back to the mound. Padres has it, turns, throws over to first to end the inning. But in the ninth inning, the Braves come up with one run on 2 base hits, a couple of doubles, one hit by Torre. Burdett ran for him and scored when Pasco doubled to left center. There were 2 men left on, there were no errors. The score at the end of 8.5 innings of play. It is Milwaukee, 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Brooklyn, 1 run, 5 hits, and 2 errors. Wright, who usually catches Bob Buell, has come out now to pick up the tools for the last half of the ninth inning. Jones, of course, will hit in the eighth position. And hitting in the sixth position, Del Wright, the new catcher. Gino Cimoli will be the first man up here in the last half of the ninth inning. Chicago and the Giants, at the end of 6.5 innings, it's 6-2. Chicago leading the Giants in the single ball game. Philadelphia took St. Louis 6-2 in the first game, and St. Louis did not score in the top of the first of the second game with Jackson going against Hearn. First game, Cincinnati defeated Pittsburgh 9-6. The first pitch to Cimoli is low for ball one. Second ball game, Nuxall will go against Trimble down at Pittsburgh. First of two between the Yankees and the White Sox at the end of 5.5, 1-1. Pitch to Cimoli. Low, ball two. Buell back. Cimoli takes the curve outside. Ball three. First game of two this afternoon. The American League, Cleveland beat Boston 3-2. Baltimore and Detroit and the sixth. 6-1 in favor of Detroit over Baltimore. First game of the doubleheader. Pitch to Cimoli at the knees for the first strike. 3 balls, 1 strike to count on Gino Cimoli. Last half of the ninth inning, 2-1 the score in favor of the Braves. Buell back to Cimoli, and the fastball is ripped back foul. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. The end of three at Kansas City. First game of two. It's Washington 1, Kansas City nothing. Pascual against Garber. The highlight in that Detroit ball game, incidentally, is that Billy Heff, the pitcher for Detroit, has parked a couple of home runs. Hit two of them. Now a 3-2 delivery on Cimoli, leading off things in the last half of the ninth inning for Brooklyn. Gil Reddy delivers. Outside for ball four. Base on balls number five given up by Buell. Now there's activity down in the bullpen for the Milwaukee Braves. Left-hander Phillips. Right-hander McMahon. Gil Hodges coming up to the plate now to face Bob Buell. Hodges has one hit three times up. He struck out twice and then got a single to center field. Gil batting at 308. Gil checks his runner, Cimoli, delivers the plate. Hodges swings as a long drive deep to left field. There's a well-hit ball. And let's go, Behold. That's it. Gil Hodges drives one into the left center field stand for a two-run home run. And Brooklyn wins it 3-2. What do you know about that? Everybody got off the bench to say hello to Gil when he came around. Manager Austin was up there. Everybody. Well, if you're going to win them, I guess that's the way to do it. The great equalizer, the home run. Equalizer. Mr. Doggett, equalizer nothing. That was a spooky, wasn't it?
Well, that was a real one, Al, and I just had a feeling about it, didn't you?
Yeah, and when the way he swung that bat, I said, oh, man, if he ever connects, that's got it.
Yes,
he's
sir.
Got it. Well, let's see. For Hodges, that's his 11th home run of the year, and he's now driven in 41 runs.
Huh?
You close it up, Jerry, because I don't have any tonsils now.
Okay, Al, one thing I wanted to remark. I was watching Bob Buell walk to the dugout, and Bob, of course, was a real sad figure as he walked all alone to the dugout, and no one said a word to Bob as he walked in. And on the other side of the field, the entire Dodger bench was out there to grab Gil Hodges as he puts a dramatic finish to a great ball game here today as the Dodgers beat the Braves 3-2. Last half of the ninth inning home run after Cimoli had dual walk. First pitch home run by Gil Hodges wins the ball game. In the ninth inning, two runs, one hit, no errors, and none left on as Hodges came through to stroke one and win it. For the Dodgers, three runs, six hits, two errors, and Brooklyn left six men on base. And for the Milwaukee Braves, two runs, seven hits, and no errors. The Braves left seven men on the base paths. The winning pitcher was Johnny Podras and his first lifetime victory over the Braves. The loser was Bob Buell, now 9-6, and Buell's losing streak has stretched to four. Podras now 7-3 on the year as Gil Hodges clobbers one in the ninth with one on. Dodgers one run behind. Hodges hit one about eight rows back in the lower deck, and that was the ball game. So a real thriller. The first game of the series goes to Brooklyn. We'll have another one tomorrow night. Boy, you ought to be here and take part. Well, that wraps it up. We'll be sending more play-by-play your way tomorrow night at 7:55 when the Dodgers meet the Milwaukee Braves here at Ebbets Field. You'll be sure to be on hand. Meantime, this is Jerry Doggett speaking for Vin Scully and Al Helfer for the American Tobacco Company. Tobacco is our middle name on behalf of Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. And for the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company, brewers of America's oldest lager beer, Schaefer. Between now and then, whenever you're thirsty, for real enjoyment, make it Schaefer. It's real beer.
Real enjoyment.
Hello.
Get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Mm.
For real enjoyment. Ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer.
For real refreshment.
Say it.
Get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Yeah.
For real refreshment. Ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer.
Final score again, Brooklyn 3, Milwaukee 2. And now, on behalf of Schaefer Beer and Lucky Strike Cigarettes in cooperation with Sports Network, we wish you all a very pleasant good afternoon.